Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. All glories to some devotees. All glories to some devotees. So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 21. Entitled The Opulence and Sweetness of Krishna. Madhyalila, yes. Madhyalila, chapter 21. Was it 16? Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Rama Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschat Chadishtarani Panchakalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So text 16. Seharahu Braje Jahe Krishna Avatar
Seharahu Braje Jahe Krishna Avatar Tanat charitra vicharite mana napaya par. Translation, apart from all argument, logic, and negative or positive processes, when Lord Sri Krishna was present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Vrindavan, one could not find a limit to his potencies by studying his characteristics and activities. So, what we're reading is the teachings to Sanatana Goswami. There was four chapters, maybe, goes on. This is Rahu. He's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami. He's explaining something about the unlimitedness of Krishna's potencies. His glories are completely unlimited. The previous verses we've heard about how Lord Ananta, who is the incarnation of Krishna, preliminary expansion, that he's unable to glorify Krishna fully. And the last verse, I can read the last verse actually. The previous verse was, "My Lord, you are unlimited. Even the predominating deities of the higher planetary systems, including Lord Brahma, could not find your limitations. Nor could you yourself ascertain the limit of your qualities. Like atoms in the sky, there are multi-universes with seven coverings, and these are rotating in due course of time. All the experts in Vedic understanding are searching for you by eliminating the material elements. In this way, searching and searching, they come to the conclusion that everything is complete in you. Thus, you are the resort of everything. This is the conclusion of all Vedic experts." And today was read, apart from all argument, logic, and negative or positive processes, when Lord Sri Krishna was present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Vrindavan, one could not find a limit to his potencies by studying his characteristics and activities. So text 17, excuse me. Prakrata prakrita shishti kaila ekkashkane. Ashesha Vaikuntha Janda Sasanata Sane.
Ashesha Vaikuntha Janda Sasanata
Sane. Translation, at Vrindavan, the Lord immediately created all material and spiritual planets in one moment. Indeed, all of them were created with their predominating deities. Text 18. Emata anyatra nahi shunaye adbhuta. Chahara shravane chitta haya abaduta. Emata anyatra nahi shunaye adbhuta. Chahara shravane chitta haya abaduta. E mata anyatra nahi shunye adbhuta. Chahara shravane chitta haya abaduta. Good chant.
Jahara Shabana Chitta.
Vimata. Like this.
Like this.
Anyatra.
Anyatra.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Nahi.
Nahi.
Not.
Not.
Shunye.
Shunye.
I hear.
I hear.
Adbhuta.
Adbhuta.
Wonderful event.
Wonderful event.
Taha.
Taha.
Of whom?
Of which?
Excuse me. Of which? Shravane. By hearing. Chitta.
Consciousness.
Hoya.
Becomes.
Abaduta.
Agitated and cleansed.
Translation for Prabhupada is doing Srila Prabhupada. We do not hear of such wonderful things anywhere. Simply by hearing of those incidents, one's consciousness is agitated and cleansed. When Lord Krishna was present in the earthly Vrindavan, Lord Brahma, taking him to be an ordinary cowherd boy, wanted to test his potency. Therefore, Lord Brahma stole all the cows, calves, and cowherd boys from Krishna and hid them by his illusory energy. When Krishna saw that Brahma had stolen his cows, calves, and cowherd boys, he immediately created many material and spiritual planets in Lord Brahma's presence. Within a moment, cows, cowherd boys, calves, and unlimited Vaikunthas, all expansions of the Lord's spiritual energy were manifested. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi, not only did Krishna create all the paraphernalia of his spiritual energy, but he also created unlimited material universes with unlimited Brahmas. All these pastimes, which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, will cleanse one's consciousness. In this way, one can actually understand the absolute truth. In this way, one can actually understand the absolute truth. The spiritual planets in the spiritual sky are called Vaikunthas, and each of them has a predominating deity, Narayan, with a specific name. Similarly, in the material sky, there are innumerable universes, and each is dominated by a specific deity, a Brahma. Krishna simultaneously created all these Vaikuntha planets and universes within a moment of Brahma's return. The word avaduta means rambling, agitating, moving, absorbed, defeated. In some readings of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said Janhara Shravane Chitta Mala Hoya Duta. Instead of the word avaduta, the words Hoya Duta, meaning that the heart or consciousness is cleansed, is used. When the consciousness is cleansed, one can understand what and who Krishna is. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Jesham tvantagatam papam jnanam punyakarmanam te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajanti mam tritabhrita. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Unless one is freed from the reaction of sinful activities, one cannot understand Krishna or engage in his transcendental loving service. So translations again, apart from all argument, logic, and negative or positive processes, when Lord Sri Krishna was present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Vrindavan, one could not find a limit to his potencies by studying his characteristics and activities. At Vrindavan, the Lord immediately created all material and spiritual planets in one moment. Indeed, all of them were created with their predominating deities. We do not hear of such wonderful things anywhere. Simply by hearing of those incidents, one's consciousness is agitated and cleansed. So here we have important point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stressed with his talks with Ramananda Roy. He says that Jahara Shravani Chittahaya Abhaduta, that this hearing is the very nice process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this is the goal of the highest perfection, to hear about Krishna. He said, Stani stita shrutikatam phanuman manovir. That we give up all these different processes. Is that, how does it start? Jay pray prayaso. Huh? Jay prayaso? Jnane prayaso. Udapasya namanta eva. Jnane prayaso. This idea of to try to understand Krishna by our mental capacities, this is not a recommended process in Vedic literatures. Lord Brahma, we're hearing about Lord Brahma a little bit here. He says that Pantastu Koti Satavat Sarasampragamyo Vayur Atapi Manaso Muni Pungavanam, that Krishna can't be approached, these great munis, Muni Pungavanam, that they can travel by the speed of the mind. They can never understand. They can never reach understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes he's called Aban Manasagochara, that beyond the power of the mind or the senses, Gochara means the catching, that moving, and also Adhokshija. He can't be understood. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grahamandaya. That Krishna can't be understood by our mind and senses. Atashi Krishna Namadi, not bothered Grayam Indra, the senses are incapable of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how do we understand the Supreme Lord? Here it's described here that Jahara Shravani Chittahaya Abhadutta. Abhadutta is an interesting word here. We call the Abhadutta some personality who's practically mad, doesn't act like a normal person. Mad with love of God, just like Nityananda Prabhu, he's called many times, he's called Abhadutta, because he acts like a madman. That we can read here by reading this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Jahara Shravani, Stani Stita, whatever position we're in, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was asking Ramananda Roy, what is the perfection of life? He said, how do we get the perfection of life? So he says, Jnane Prayasam. He quoted different verses, of course. He quoted some other verses that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, that's okay, but there's something other. Try to get something different, something higher. So this was the first that he accepted. He said that Ramananda Roy quoted the verse Jnane Prayasam. That Jnane Prayasam means that the prayas means to work very hard or to endeavor for what? Jnan. Jnane Prayasam Udapasya. Give up that endeavor to accumulate some knowledge very diligently. Udapasya Namanti Eva Jivant Stani Stita. Jivanti tan jnane prayasam udapasya namante eva. Jivanti san mukaritam. San mukaritam. The hear from the sadhus. Read Srimala Prabhupada's books. So much important. These books are there. So, Janhara Shravani Chittaya Avadutta. So, Avadutta, as Srila Prabhupada gives some different meanings here than we are kind of accustomed to, but when we hear about Nityananda Avadut, but he's also acts like that, rambling, agitating, moving, absorbed, defeated. So that Nityananda Prabhu's characteristics were something like that. He was always agitated in Nityananda. He's always in transcendental ecstasy of love of Godhead. Now before we just sang in our song that Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi, that my dear Lord Nityananda, you are always absorbed in Premananda Sukhi. You are always happy in transcendental love. So then, of course, the next line is very important. We have to pray that Kripa Kori Ami Badaduki, that's generally the situation in the material world, Ami Badaduki. We're all unhappy, most of us at least. So, anyway, he is the type of avadhuta, and here it's described, Srila Prabhupada gives it another reading, but he says that sometimes also the word is used, dutta, cleansed. So we understand that from Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the process, this, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this verse, hearing sanmukaritam, jivanti sanmukaritam, vaivadiyavartam. So hearing, that is the beginning. We can hear from the sadhus, and that is described, shrinvatam svakata krishna, punya shravana kirtan. But just by hearing, this process of hearing is so simple. But punya shravana kirtan, this is a very pious, you get advance in your pious activities by this process. Punya shravana kirtan, ritayanta stohi badmani. Because so many dirty things are in the heart. We have so many dirty things in the heart. We can't understand what is what. We have also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his first line, Shikshastika, he says, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. We have to cleanse that heart of all these dirty things. So, vidunoti suritsatam. By hearing this process of hearing, Krishna is pleased. He's there in the heart, every living entity's heart. Ishvarata sarvabhutanam hridesha arjunashishtati. He's there in the heart, but he'll cleanse all these dirty things within our hearts if we go on hearing about him and say, oh, this person is interested to hear about me. Very nice. And these dirty things are described here. Srila Prabhupada quotes the yesham tvantakatam papam tinanam punyakarmanam. He says, qualification. We have to have qualification to engage in devotional service. Vajante mam dridavrata. We need firm determination. This is one of the items that Rupa Goswami recommended, that utsaha nischaya darjat, that we have determination. Nischayat. Yeah. Very. So, tedvandva moha nirmukta, that we want to get freed from these dualities. What dualities? It's described in the previous verse of Bhagavad Gita. This is 7:28, so 7:27 it says that is described. Krishna explains these dualities, ichadvesha sumutena, dvandva mohena bharata, that we are born in this world with these problems are there, ichadvesha. We have some kind of hankering and lamenting. Hankering for what we don't have and lamenting for what we had. So we want to get free from those things, because these things, these dvandva, the way of thinking ourselves separate from Krishna, but actually we're part and parcel of Krishna. And we have some kind of birthright, that we're meant to be happy in Krishna consciousness. That's natural life. So, Srila Prabhupada ends the purport, unless one is freed from the reactions of sinful activities, one cannot understand Krishna or engage in his transcendental loving service. So, that is the process of Krishna consciousness, to get freed from the reactions. And how do we do that? Krishna actually does that for us. That, as Bhagavad Gita, he says that moksha yashami masicha sarva dharman parityajam ame kam sarvam raja aham tvam sarva pape bhyo aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha yashami. He said all these problems we have from our past births, moksha yashami, he'll take care of them all. Also, Lord Brahma says that same thing, karmadi nirdhati kintu jabaki bhajam, because by devotional service, Krishna minimizes all of our reactions. He frees us, and that way we can understand who is Krishna. Now, here we're hearing some nice incident here about Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he wanted to test to see who is this coward boy. He's eating some fruit salad. He's using his left hand. Lord Brahma's other name is Vidhi, means he's very strict with his rules and regulations. Vidhi means some regulations. So who is this Vedic culture? We don't eat with our left hand. But here this Krishna, he's carrying around this fruit cell. He's eating with his left hand like that. And so he wanted to do a test. What is this boy doing? And so Krishna, he diverted Krishna and stole away all of his cowherd boyfriends and calves. And he came back a moment after his time. I have different time zones in the universe. His one moment was like 1 year on this planet. Krishna came back, Brahma came back, and he saw Krishna was playing with the same cowherd boys and calves, cows that he had 1 year ago. And he became very confused. He said, "What happened? Are these those? Are those these? Are these the ones that I stole away that he that are brought back, or are they new ones?" He couldn't understand. There's also places there in Vrindavan, Braj movie. So there is also some other incidents sometimes. Anyway, the point is that here is mentioned at text 17. It says, "At Vrindavan, the Lord immediately created all material and spiritual planets in one moment. Indeed, all of them were created with their predominating deity." So Krishna, he saw Lord Brahma. Brahma, like, he was like, "What is happening? He's playing with these same cowherd boys and calves." And so he was a little bit bewildered, very much bewildered. Even Lord Balaram was bewildered when he saw that these the mothers of the cowherd boys had so much affection for their sons, and the cows had so much affection for these calves, just like they have for Krishna. They're all devotees of Krishna, so how do they have so much affection for their children and their calves? So he became bewildered. He said, "How is this possible that they have as much affection for them as they have for Krishna?" So it's a pastime with lots of bewilderment. But and then when Krishna saw that Lord Brahma was there, bewildered, then he created put Brahma into more bewilderment by creating all the material and spiritual planets in one moment, along with their predominating deities. That includes that all these Lord Brahmas. So I was remembering some other pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. This is in Krishna's pastimes that Lord Brahma tested Krishna to see who was he, whether he was the Supreme Lord or not. So this, you have some other pastimes are there. Maybe someone knows some other pastimes when Krishna was tested by his devotees to see he was the Supreme Lord. You have some, probably first incident is there. Krishna book, it talks about how Lord Bhrigu Muni tested the three predominating deities, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes also this took place. This one incident was there that Advaita Prabhu, we all know that he, by his mercy, he brought Lord Chaitanya to this world because he saw that the condition of the material world was so degraded, and he thought that no one can save them except Krishna himself. Of course, he's also Vishnu Tattva. He thought that only Krishna can actually give these people a real benefit. So he was worshiping Krishna with Ganges water and Tulsi leaves. Anyway, the incident is there that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, and because for first part of his life he was covered in incarnation, he didn't exhibit himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even his Even the devotees, they didn't understand who this personality was. And he was actually played the part of a very proud scholar for some time. Excuse me. And at one point he went to Gaya and he met with Ishwar Puri. That was because his father had passed away, no? So he went to Gaya to offer Pinda Shraddha or whatever. And he met with Ishwar Puri there and he was initiated by him. And he came back and he exhibited now his transformations of ecstatic love. He became manifested. He started his Sankirtan movement, in other words. And they used to chant at the house of Srivas Thakur. But at this time, when he first came back from Gaya, Advaita Prabhu, he was living some distance away in Shantipur, which is a little bit downstream from Mayapur, where there were Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were there having Sankirtan. So Advaita Prabhu, he didn't understand. But at one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srivas's brother, one brother is there, Ramai Pandit. He sent him, go call Advaita Prabhu. He should come and join us in this Sankirtan that we're engaging in. And tell him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tell him that the person that you've been worshipping, the person you've been crying for, the person you've been worshipping like that, he's appeared and now he's come here to worship him. Should tell him to bring all the paraphernalia for worship and engage in my service. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was generally acted as a devotee, sometimes he used to reveal himself in this way. So Ramai Pandit, he went there to Shantipur. And he was thinking all the way, what this is going on. These are some transcendental pastime. So we got to Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu was doing his puja in the morning. And Ramai Pandit, as soon as he came there, he became so filled with ecstasy that he was thinking all the whole way of how this pastime is going on. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling his devotee Advaita Prabhu. Was the leader of all the Vaishnavas in the whole area. He had a house also in Mayapur, but he was staying at that time in his other house in Shantipur. So Ramai Pandit, he sat there and he said, Advaita Prabhu looked at him and said, what, you got something to say? You brought the Lord's order here? Said Ramai, he said, oh, I can't, I can't explain, you know everything, you could just. So Advaita Prabhu said, has our Lord come? He's calling me now? So this way he became full of ecstasy. He told his wife, Sita Devi, to get all the paraphernalia. So they came to Mayapur. But at that time he said, no, I'm not going to Mahaprabhu right now. I'm going to stay at the house of who is it? Nandanacharya. And you go and tell him that Advaita hasn't come. He said he wanted to test him. He wanted to test Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this way, Ramai Pandit came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to Ramai, Advaita wants to test me. He said, I know. He's staying there at the house of Nandanacharya. He wants to test me. So tell him that I know that what he's doing. So this way, Advaita Prabhu came there and joined in the Lord. Of course, there's so much ecstasy they can't be described. That time also, Nityananda Prabhu had also joined them. And Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda, they have so many wonderful exchanges that are mentioned here. So That is the system, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came. It's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes, what is it, in I think the 8th chapter of Adi Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, is compared to a gardener, and he's planted the seed of love of Godhead, and he's growing these fruits, and he's trying to distribute them. And he says, how many fruits can I distribute? This tree of love of Godhead is not an ordinary tree. Ordinary trees, they just stay in one spot. They're material, they can't do anything. But this is a spiritual tree. And one part, one branch can do all the parts, one part of the tree can do all the parts of the other. And so therefore, and this tree moves. So today, we're moving. We're going out to Gainesville to distribute some of these fruits. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually given order. He says, Ateva. He says, I can't distribute all these fruits by myself. He says, Ateva, therefore. Ateva. Amayagya dilun sabakari. I'm giving order to everyone. Jahan tahan prema pala deha jare tare. So therefore, I'm giving everyone the order to distribute these loves, fruits of love of Godhead to everyone. So this is our Krishna consciousness movement. It's our, what is it called? Missionary movement. Not a movement of Srila Prabhupada. He brought this Krishna consciousness to the West. He gave to give to everyone. That was the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Sarvatra prachar haibe maranam. Priti viti ate jata nargaradi graf. Everyone should get this Krishna consciousness movement. And particularly also told Janma Sarta Kari Kara Parabhakar that you make your life perfect by this Krishna consciousness, hearing Krishna Katha and the association of devotees. And Kara Parabhakar. You give this Krishna because there's so many welfare activities are there. People, especially pious people, they engage in welfare activities. They build hospitals and eye camps and feed the poor and everything. So we give them Krishna prasadam. We give them Krishna's holy name. We give them a book so they can get to understand who is Krishna, what is their purpose in this whole miserable world. Okay, so I wanted to just make a little plug that this opportunity is there. There's we have a festival of the Holy Name. It's very nice. So this is Janma Sartakari. But then we have also Kara Parabhakar. We want to take out the Krishna consciousness to other people, the unfortunate persons. Because without Krishna consciousness, everyone is unfortunate. We don't understand what is this business of our human life. So, the Holy Name is so nice. We can end with, I think a couple months ago I chanted a little bit one nice bhajan about the Holy Name that we learned when I was in Bhubaneswar with Gaur Govinda Swami. Very nice bhajan. He's actually, it's not a bhajan that you'll find in the book, any book, a song book, because I think I found out, I did a little checking up with Folio. You can check up very nicely different things. So he's taken some lines from different songs and put them together. And he used to sing this, we were there for half a year or something like that. And he used to sing it maybe once a week or something, many times he would sing. We got to learn it. But memory is so bad, so I wrote it down just in case. But it's very simple, everyone can repeat. Nam bolo nam chinta nam koro sar. Very simple. Nam bolo. Chant the holy names. Nam chinta. Think of the holy names. Nam koro sar. Sar means the essence. This is the holy name of the essence of life. Nam bolo nam chinta nam korosar. Ananta Krishnera nam mahima apar. Ananta Krishnera nam. This Krishna's names are unlimited. Ananta Krishnera nam mahima apar. Mahima means glories, and apar means you can't count. You can't understand the glories of the holy name. Ananta Krishnera nam mahima apar. Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishtha Kari. Jai Nam, that name, Se Krishna, that's Krishna. That's some glories we know to give to everyone. Bhaja Nishtha Kari, just like here we had the, in the purport, Krishna says, but Srila Prabhupada quoted, Bhajante Mam Dridavrita. So Nishtha means very. Dridavrita, same thing like that. Very very determined you have to be. So, Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishtha Kari.
Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishtha Kari.
Namara Sahite Ache Apanishi Hari. Namara Sahite Ache Apanishi Hari. That Krishna, he's there in his holy name. He's not different than his holy name. Namara Sahit. Along with the holy name, Ache, there is Apanishihari, the Supreme Lord is there. Namara Sahite Ache Apanishihari. Hari Nam Krishna Nam Bolohi Madur. Hari Nam Krishna Nam. Bolohi Madhur, very sweet. You all understand that. Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna Se Bada Chatur. Jai Jana Bhaje, the one who worships that holy name, Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna, Se Bada Chatur, very intelligent. One who worships Krishna, he's not an ordinary person. Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna Se Bada Chatur. Nam Bolo Nam Chinta Nam Korasa. Ananta Krishna Nam Mahima Apar. Jai Nam Se Krishna Bhaja Nishtha Kari. Namara Sahite Ache Apanishi Hari. Hari Nam Krishna Nam Bolohi Madhur. Jai Jana Bhaje Krishna Se Bada Chatur. So everyone, engage and absorb yourselves Dridavrita with great determination in the holy name of Krishna somehow or other today, whether you're taking part in the festival of the holy name or if you'd like to come out with us to the football game. There'll be Mukhya announced there'll be like at least 100,000 people there. They can benefit from your association. Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Questions or comments?
Just have a comment. If you think you might want to sometime go to that football final, this is a good time to go because next year it's all the way up to Tallahassee. And it takes 4 more hours out of your 24-hour kirtan time there.
Yeah.
It's better to go in the odd years.
This is particularly, this is the last game of the season, first of all, and as Prabhu mentioned that this is a game between the two Florida teams, so that everybody will be coming. It's going to be the busiest, probably the busiest game of the season. next year it is in the way again. So, anybody else? Questions or comments? Yes? What did you? I can't see. There it is. I'm glaring.
Thank you, Prabhu. It's a little mind-blowing that Krishna was able to bring so many universes in within that with all the Brahma. How did he fit it?
He didn't bring, he created.
But even to create,
it's described he created. Yes, this is, I think it's coming up actually because, I don't know, I was researching for some other incident, somebody said something sometime because we used to live in Vrindavan, we heard something that all the universes are, all the Vaikuntha planets are in one corner of Vrindavan. So that actually, that verse is coming up. We can give you a little, what do you call it, spoiler? Coming up in the next few verses, it's coming up. Text 29. We did 16 through 18, and text 29, same chapter, it says, according to the revelations of revealed scripture, Vrindavan extends only 16 crosses, 32 miles. Nonetheless, all the Vaikuntha planets and innumerable universes are located in one corner of this tract. So, that as we mentioned, Avan Manasa Gochara, we can't understand Krishna's potencies with our material mind. This is Krishna's, we have to just hear from these things, and if we want to hear, Krishna two times in the Bhagavad Gita he explains his opulences. There's Vibhuti Yogam, which chapter? Vibhuti Yogam 7? And then 10? Well then, 7th chapter he also describes something about his opulences, yes. All these things are there. Yes?
Wouldn't it be because Krishna is Vishnu? Vishnu is like the
multiverse
that creates the universes?
Yes, Krishna is the source of Vishnu.
So since he's one and the same, he has that ability.
That's right.
To create and destroy universes, to preserve and to maintain.
Yes, Krishna has that potency. He can do all these things. All this is described. Departure eva hida santaram abhyupetya dipayate vibhita hetu samanakar. He says that just like if you take one candle and you light another candle, both candles are the same potency. So Vishnu, Krishna, there's no difference in potency, but still, what is that? Ete chamsakala pumsa krishnas tu bhagavan swayam. Krishna, he's the first candle. So he's, the opulences, because this is all in Krishna's Vrindavan. All these Vaikuntha planets are just in one corner of Vrindavan. This is Krishna's home, Vrindavan. It's not possible to understand with our material mind and senses, but we can hear, if we go on hearing, we can just take Krishna. He's not an ordinary person that we can, but he's so he's so beautiful and sweet. We love him. That is our business. Okay, anything else? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.